I thought you were an alcoholic. Every night, I saw you sitting at the end of the bar, hunched over what appeared to be a cup of coffee. I thought, first of all, something's going in that coffee besides coffee. And at exactly 7 minutes to 11, you headed out the door as fast as you were able. And I thought, okay, you got a bar stool somewhere else waiting for you at 11 o'clock.
I was working overnight at a radio station, and I heard your voice. I thought, I'm desperate for a date to go to the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concert. I've run through everybody else I know, and they've all turned me down, and you ended up being number 58.
Absolutely. One of the biggest risks I've ever taken was agreeing to go out with you. But you spoke in complete sentences, and you weren't that much bigger than me, so I figured I could take you if I had to.
Then when I picked you up...
You had a three-piece suit on. Broke my heart.
And a red Datsun station wagon with one yellow door.
I remember thinking, how much money do I have in my wallet? What happens if he bails on this dinner? Can I cover it?
We went to the concert.
And then it kind of went from there. We got along. Your parents loved me.
The first time I brought you to dinner, my mother said...
No, your dad said, I like this one, son.
You can at least read.
Yep, she can at least read. And your sister said...
I've never seen you so complacent.
Yep.
My brother jumps in and says, how good is she in bed? But that's my brother.
And it was actually your mother who proposed.
That's true.
She knew the priorities.
Yeah, and I didn't. I had no clue.
And you frequently look at me and say, why do you stay married to me? And I've never been able to come up with a good answer for that. I mean, this is still going strong because we're enjoying it.
I would say that that's the best part. Yeah, you make me laugh. That's the best part about being married to you.